I don't know about you, but now I'm really hankering for some fried chicken. Thanks a lot. Good job, Todd. All right, so it'll be short so we can get to the fried chicken sooner, okay? The gospel hymn that we sang just a few minutes ago and last week too is a song called Taste and See. It's not in our blue hymnal in the back of your seat, but it's in another widely used Episcopal hymnal called Lift Every Voice and Sing. It was written by a Catholic man named Dr. James Moore, and he was inspired by the liturgical movement of the 60s and 70s, a movement in the Catholic and in some Protestant churches, in which everyone was encouraged to be involved in the liturgy, not just the priest. And he wrote this song inspired by the psalm that we just heard today, that uses the language of taste and see, because he says that the psalm invites not only a spiritual feeding of the soul, but also suggests that we can experience empirically the presence of God through the senses of tasting and seeing. Indeed, communion is a full body encounter. Singing together suggests that hearing is also part of receiving the elements as we come forward, not just as individuals, but as members of the body of Christ to the table. In a world in which religious symbols and signs are played down in many ways in popular culture, this song serves as a reminder that all of us can join symbolically in the procession of saints, no matter who we are or where we come from or what we drive or how we vote or who signs our paychecks or if we even get a paycheck. We participate not just as a personal ritual, but as a celebration of our local body of Christ with the faithful all around the world and with the saints. A cosmic moment in the Christian experience. Dr. Moore's song celebrates the psalm writer's desire to praise and also experience God with all the senses, which makes it a perfect analogy for how we view communion with our new covenant with the risen Christ. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Our gospel from John today continues with the theme of Jesus and the bread of life. And I was discussing these readings with a colleague who seems to be perpetually on a diet. And he said, I know I'm not supposed to say this, but I'm getting tired of all these carbs in the gospels every Sunday. It kind of made us chuckle to think of 5 weeks in year B of the lectionary readings, making all the Adkins dieters a little nervous. You see, my friend and I are with Oprah, who in that Weight Watchers commercial says, I love bread, because I do. It is simple and comforting, and it smells so good when it's baking. It feels warm as it sits on the cooling rack. It looks amazing when it's dusted with flour or brushed with an egg wash, and it tastes like being a little kid. Last week we talked about food that is food, and then food that is so much more than just food. When we eat a beautiful meal, all of our senses are engaged, along with other positive aspects, such as being in community with family and friends, or memories of past experiences, or expectations of ongoing relationships. So it is with our lives with Christ and our physical engagement with the bread of life that we participate in every week. All senses are engaged. Our hearts are opened. Our souls are filled with the presence of Christ. It's not just a little piece of bread. I read a book a few years ago that just really blew the doors off of my spiritual life, and it's called Take This Bread. It's by a woman named Sarah Miles. Has anybody heard of this book? Sarah Miles served as the director of ministry at St. Gregory of Nyssa Episcopal Church in San Francisco for 10 years, and she's the founder and director of the Food Pantry, which offers free, fresh groceries to 400 families each Friday right around the altar of the church. And her unique experience of spiritual food changed my theology on the Eucharist. Miles was raised an atheist and worked cooking in kitchens and as a journalist until one day she stopped into an Episcopal church when she was out on a walk. She said that she had absolutely no reason to be there because she was not at all interested in being a Christian. She had never heard a gospel reading. She had never said the Lord's Prayer. She didn't know what Episcopal meant or any idea that Episcopalians were part of a worldwide Anglican communion, a Catholic and Apostolic church, or how they worshiped or what they stood for. She writes, "And then we gathered around that table, and there was more singing and standing, and someone was putting a piece of fresh, crumbly bread in my hands, saying, 'The body of Christ,' and handing me the goblet of sweet wine, saying, 'The blood of Christ.' And then something outrageous and terrifying happened. Jesus happened to me. That impossible word, Jesus, lodged in me like a crumb. I didn't know what to do with it, but it was realer than any thought of mine or any subjective emotion. It was as real as the actual taste of the bread and the wine. And the word was indisputably in my body now, as if I'd swallowed a radioactive pellet that would outlive my own flesh. I couldn't reconcile the experience with anything I knew or had been told, but neither could I go away. For some inexplicable reason, I wanted that bread again, and I wanted it the next day after my first communion, and the next week after, and the next week. It was a sensation as urgent as physical hunger, pulling me back to the table of St. Gregory's through my fear and confusion." We haven't all had this mind-altering conversion like Sarah Miles during the Eucharist. Some of us have grown up being Christian in Christian families. Some of us have been taking communion every Sunday for our whole lives. But whether we are keenly aware of it or not, we are transformed every time we hold our hands out and receive the bread and put it into our mouths. Sometimes we do know this, and sometimes we feel it, and sometimes we just go through the motions. But today, I invite you to have a full body encounter with God. I encourage you to experience the bread of life with all of your senses. Feel your own reconstitution as you are filled with Christ. Hear the words, "The body of Christ, the bread of heaven, and the blood of Christ, the cup of salvation." Smell the bread and taste the wine. See with your heart's eyes the community of our risen Savior all around you, supporting you, loving you, wanting the best for you. Celebrate with our local body of Christ, with the faithful around the world, and with the saints this cosmic moment in our Christian experience. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Amen.